Okay, Rabbi Sai. Rachmiel, welcome. We're on Daf Memalef. We're on Daf Memalef, but I want to just review a couple of things here. Okay, because we have a couple of different machlokasim which are going on at the same time. We have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, and we have Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson that was quoted. So let's just review very quickly what these machlokasim are. So, if you say this, they were oisken the inyone kedushin, and you just give the get without saying anything, give kedushin without saying anything. So Rabbi Yossi says dayo, it's good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says not good enough. Just because you were oisken in the inyan, that's not clear. You have to be absolutely clear. This hareza gita, hareza kedushin. Same thing. If it's meiser sheni, you have to say hareza pidyan meiser sheni. You can't just be that, you know, it's muchach. So the Gemara tries to say that this machlokes is the same as Reb Nosson and Rebbe. What is the, there's a brisa that says, if a woman sends a shliach to be makabel, and the shliach says to the husband, ishtecha sholcha osi lekabel es gita, I am her official shliach kabbalah. And he says, hoylech lo, that's the language he uses. Hailech law. So we have a machlokes, Rebbe and Reb Nosson. Rebbe holds lo yachzir. He cannot change his mind because he says hailech. It just means take it the way she said, right? It doesn't mean I'm changing the shlichos from Kabbalah into halacha. If you want to actually change it, you have to say al tekabel as gita kamoshi amra ella hailech law the way I want it. That would be how you'd have to. That's Rebbe. Reb Nosson disagrees. Reb Nosson says no. He says Hoylech. So that could very easily be a change of mind. Oh, so now then the way the Gemara tries to show us that this machlokas is tolling and that machlokas is as follows. The Gemara does it in a very tricky way. The Gemara presents questions. How do you know, Rebbe? How do you know that when he says Hoylech, that means take it the way she wants it, maybe means take it the way I want it. And Reb Nosson, how do you know it means hoylech the way I want it? Maybe it means take it the way she wants it. The Gemara kind of like just throws out these questions. And then this is the way the Mepharshim are explaining it, the way we have it at the top. And the Gemara doesn't speak anything out. We have to speak everything out now. And what we have to speak out is that this is machlokes is totally in our machlokes of our Mishnah, meaning that since the shliach said, your wife sent me on a mission to be makabel her get, that has the status of oiskin b'oisa inyan already. So therefore, even if you wouldn't have said anything, so that's what Gemara tries to say, that Rebbe is going to hold like Reb Yossi. Meaning, even if he wouldn't have said anything, it also would have been good because they're oisik and oisa inyan. And therefore, that's why he holds, if you say hoylech, it's strong enough that the hoylech is not going to be, we're not going to translate hoylech as being, don't take it the way she wants it, but take it the way I want it.
It's not that he's finding out right now the first time she wants to get.
Correct. And hoylech, therefore, is going to be explained, peep shutai, the way he presented himself as a shliach. Masha Einkein, Reb Nosson, holds like Rabbi Huda, that just being Isaac by Isa Inyan is not enough. You have to always be Mepharish. That's what the Gemara tries to say, that's how it's totally the Machlokes. That's what Reb Chagi tried to tell Reb Yossi. Now we're going to see a response on today's daf to that attempt. That's what we're about to read. But the Gemara interjected in between just what's the halacha, and the Gemara said that it's Megureshes Vein and Megureshes, that we have to go L'chumra, because we don't know. Okay, but now we're going to start on the third line.
L'chumra here is that she
L'chumra, it's two ways. L'chumra would be that if he gives her the get, right? He gives the shliach the get, the baal. And before the get reaches her, the baal dies without children. that she would have to have chalitza without yibum, because it's possible that she's megureshes, it's possible she's not megureshes, so that's a chumrah. All right, let's go on. So Isa Amar. So I'm sorry. That's not the right words. Yeah. I just want to get it over here. Amalei, Mabiyorach. Yeah, where is it here? Yeah, Amalei. So Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Chaya, we're going to learn it that way. It's not clear who's talking to who. But let's just say it that way. Rabbi Yossi says, Mabiyorach, your argument seems correct. It seems to be totally Zebazah. So do you have a way to refute it? So he says, Rabbi Chaya says, actually, I do. So Amar, Rabbi Ze'er, Rabbi Chiyah, Barbun, Bar, Tachlifa, B'Shem, Rabbi Haishiya, they said, Ma Pligin, when does Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda have a machlokes in the Mishnah? That's when they they were talking about the inyonim of kedushin, and then they started talking about other inyonim, which we explained yesterday meant they were talking about things like the dowry, not completely different things, but a little bit different than the actual maisa kedushin. So when they were changing, that's when they have the machlokas. Avlem hoyu asher kumbayisayin. If they were talking about the actual maisa get and kedushin. Get who, then it's a valid get according to everybody, even according to Yehuda, even if you don't say anything. V'hocha. And here, when we're talking about Rebbe and Reb Nosson, that machlokes is afilu asukim ba'isa'in hi machlokes. That the way I explained it to you just now is exactly what we were saying here. If you're going to accept this distinction, that if it's oiskin ba'isa inyan, that there's no machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, then that's not like the case of Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson, because the fact that he presented himself as being a shliach kabbalah, once the shliach says, I'm a shliach kabbalah for your wife, that's already considered oiskin ba'isa inyan. So, and if still you see they're having a machlokas, then you see it's not totally in Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda don't argue when it's oiskin ba'isa inyan. That's the break between how the two are not totally zebazet. Okay? Obviously, then the dispute between Rabbi and Rabbi Nosson does not hinge upon the one between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Zeir bar Kumi Rabbi Mano. So now, let's talk about, let's suppose it's not a get. Let's suppose if he says, Tain lo, what about a matona? This is a question. Can someone make a shliach to be makawa something that doesn't belong to him? So in other words, I know a dove wants to give me something. So I'm going to make shavsi a shliach kabbalah to receive the matona from dove, that as soon as he puts it into Shamsi's hands, I should be kind of. Now, I can't really do that. The Gemara is suggesting here that how can a person make a Shliach Kabbalah for something I have no shakas to? Okay? Right? Even if he can appoint an agent for this purpose, does Rebbe hold that when an owner says take it to him, he intends for the gift to take effect immediately? So, in other words, we're really asking, it's kind of like a two-tiered question. Is Rebbe going to continue to hold his shita that even if you say hoylech lo, that it's going to still be immediately a matana as soon as it reaches Shamsi's hands? Or is it maybe that was only din by get that Rebbe said if you say hoylech lo, that it would be a get immediately? But by matana, maybe it would be different.
In what part of that is not here yet?
In fact, what part of what?
That transaction you just described, the possibility of it not working was because it's not real yet. It's not. It doesn't exist.
You want to know why when he gives it to you, why it shouldn't be good yet?
Why shouldn't it be good?
The Gemara has a svara here.
You're saying by matana, right? By you're not talking about get.
He's asking by matana, right?
Okay.
I think so.
You know it's coming. You it's your birthday. You get a birthday present every year from Dove.
Who's giving it? The you remind of the shliach or I remind of the shliach?
You're giving it to him.
But I'm giving you a present?
You're giving me
so
a present.
So Zechila Adam Shalom Fanav, why can't it be Zohar for me?
That's a separate question.
Okay. But I'm saying, so then there's no problem.
That's not a question on the whole Gemara.
Right.
This statement that the Gemara said, Adam Oyser Shliach Lekabal Dover Shehinu Shalom, is can a person who's the intended recipient appoint an agent to extend something that's not yet his, such that when the gift is handed to the agent, the recipient will acquire it automatically? The Gemara is kind of like...
So is it the giver or the getter?
The Gemara...
You're the receiver.
In other words, how was I able to remind him as a Shliach Kabbalah if I have no shachas to that moment?
That's the question.
That is the way he's explaining it here.
It's owed to him.
No,
it's a matana. It's a gift. He's giving me a gift. I'm using him as a Shliach Kabbalah to receive it for me.
You know it's coming.
What?
You know it's coming.
Yeah, I know it's coming.
Okay, so I texted him.
He called me.
So that knowledge doesn't...
It doesn't help anything. It's not going to help at all.
Is that different than a get? Why would that be different?
Oh, huge difference. Because this is a get. The Indian of get is Kabbalah and Allah is an Indian in get itself.
No, why it would be different as far as... why a woman can make a Shliach Kabbalah...
Right.
That's Pasha to the Gemara. First of all, we learn that out from a Pasuk. So the Pasuk already is Megala that she can make a Shliach Kabbalah, but Shulcha, that's that she can make a Shliach to do Kabbalah. That we know for sure. That's a given.
From a Pasuk.
From a Pasuk, yeah.
And the Baal has the right to cancel and it
and
make
Baal
it
the
Olacha.
The Baal can change it if he wants to.
That's the whole Gemara.
That's the whole Gemara. Correct. Which is
a huge Chiddush in itself.
Well,
the woman has the right to be Mimana Shaliach.
Yes, but...
And the husband is the giver.
The husband is the Baal Dover, because he can give her a get Baal Karcha. So he's the Baal Dover on this
thing.
That's
only in get, not in anything else.
Yeah.
Only in get.
The Shliach is like a twilight zone.
The Shliach, the question is, what's the Kayach of Shlichus? In other words, can I just stop in the Velta Rai and say, okay, you're like me now?
Yeah, there is, though.
What does that mean? I can just tell somebody, you're like me? In other words, if it's my thing, if let's suppose he had my object, he was watching it for me. So I could make you a shliach to go receive it. It's my object. So there's something to transact over here that you're acting on my behalf. But if I don't have any shakas to what he controls, how am I making shliach? That seems to be the Gemara's question. So it's a double question. The way he's explaining it here, he is in 8 and 9, he's explaining it as two aspects. A, is a shliach shlichus. B, is Rebbe going to continue to say that even if I say hoylech lo, that it's going to be immediately, or perhaps by matana will be different. That's the question. Okay. Ramana responds that a gift is indeed different than a get in both aspects. First, the issue of one can appoint an agent. Amalei tamon hatara zikas osob gita. There, when it comes to a get, the Torah awards a woman ownership of her get when the husband hands it to her. Now what that means is like this. When a woman receives a get, she does not have to make a ma'isa kinyan. There's no requirement for a woman to make hagbar, mshicha, anything. As soon as I put it biyada, she's immediately megureshes, which means the Torah is mazaka her the get, just like they did in the Sina. Therefore, it makes sense that she can make a shliach because she has a shachas to this already.
Because she doesn't have to do anything.
She doesn't have to do anything, right? While the divorce process calls for her husband to give his wife the get in number 10, it does not require him to transfer ownership of the document in the way in which you transfer a gift. Mm-hmm. He simply places it in her hand. Okay, so when she appoints an agent to receive her get, she's not appointing him to effect a transaction with the husband's property. She's merely appointing him to stand in her place to receive the get. That's what we have. But by a matana, it's l'chmameimer b'matana. That's the Gemara confused eyes. Can you say this regarding a gift? In the case of a gift, he has to do a kinyan. She'eno shalom. You cannot do that. Now, that's a very difficult thing to accept. Let's see here. It says in the second paragraph 11, to be sure, if the donor, I guess that's the giver, right, would explicitly say he wants the agent to act on the recipient's behalf and acquire the gift, it would be effective immediately. In other words, I, as the nosing, we see all the cases over there in by Erevin. I'm mezaka to all the people in the Mavoi by giving it, I'm giving a chelik of my wine to all of Bnei HaMavoi, my children and my wife, whatever, right? Well, like we saw, right? So if that's the case, so you see already, you can, that's because I am the donor, I'm giving it to them, Ayidei, the shliach. I'm a man of the shliach, and I give it to them through that shlichus.
I have control of the object, so I can control the shlichus.
You can control the shlichus. Throughout the Talmud, we find instances in which the owner confers ownership of an object through an agent. All right? Although the recipient is unable to appoint an agent for acceptance, the owner is legally in control, can appoint another person to act on his behalf. Okay, that seems to be what the Gemara holds over here. At least the Yerushalmi seems to hold that way. So that's 41a2. Okay, let's keep going. Now, what about the set? What about what? If you say take it to him, can that mean acquire it for him? Like we're saying, Rebbe said by get, v'oid ben hador, furthermore, even if the recipient would appoint an agent to accept a gift for him, it would be distinguished from a get because of the following reason. If a person said, I have an intent to give my friend a gift, and then I decide I want to retract and change my mind, you can retract. In other words, that's not considered even a mishapara. That's not even a mishapara, okay?
He says only matana meruba.
That's why I brought the chayshim mishpat. I wanted to show you. We'll take a look at it. The Gemara makes a chiluk. The reason why is because when it comes to the Bavli makes this distinction. When it comes to a matana meruba, I don't have a smichus das that you're going to give it to me.
Right. $10,000.
Until it actually happens. Right. But if it's matana mu'etes, then I fully expect you to go through with, you said you're going to give me a big pen. I expect you to give me the big pen, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Let's see here. He says over here, Argamar, which cites Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the owner can retract, is talking about an expensive gift. And others contend that the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli, and they say he can retract even if it's an inexpensive gift. So that seems to be a shayla in the Achrayim, how to learn. But, so therefore, the point here is, though, that if you tell an agent to take a gift to the recipient, it surely does not mean that it should be chal miyad. I want to leave my options open. That's the stam das. I want to leave my options open to be chozer before it gets to you. That's what the Gemara says over here. Chom Rabbi Yosi im Rabbi Yaakov Azav Yom Malay v'hayno hein tzedek. It says that when you say something, it's supposed to be the truth. You're not supposed to make promises and then don't keep your promise. I'm not talking about Mishapara here. We're talking about Stam Emes. You say something, keep your word. Shehei Hin Shol Tzedek, right? Amrin. So he answers a very interesting answer. V'shoh Sh'omar Hein Tzedek Haveh. When he said he wanted to give it to you,
he meant
he wanted to give it to you. Later, he had a change of heart. So in other words, the Gemara is giving us a new understanding of Hein Tzedek. Hein Tzedek is when I say I want to give you something.
Meaning it wasn't then Echad Bapev Echad Balev. Then he was really going to give it. Afterwards, I thought I had two. Now I only have one. Right. I changed my mind.
Exactly.
I guess.
Something like
which
that.
Which is okay.
Okay.
That's okay. I understand that.
Halacha, let's go to Halacha 5. And we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch at the end. Hamaniach, yes, sir. Okay, so now an Isser, let me just see this real quick. Yeah, I just want to get the there's two Isarim in a pungent. Okay, so just keep that in mind, okay? So you have an Isser, double the Isser's value is a pungent, all right? So now, you have an Isser here, and you're setting it aside. You're going to use this Isser to convert the Meiser Sheni Kedusha onto the coin, right? Now, I start off, I have half an Isser of Meiser Sheni. So I've used up half an Isser of Cholin for the Meiser Sheni. So half the coin is Meiser Sheni. The other half is still available. Cholin, right? Now I go from that location to another location, and lo and behold, this coin is now worth a punyan. I believe that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Same coin. Money.
Yeah. It says over here, he ate half of the coin. And then, he went someplace else. Now, this same coin can be used for double. Okay? So, what's the din? So, now, just think about the possibilities. So, without looking at the Mishnah, what would you say the din is? Right? I started off with an Isser. So first, just follow the math, right? It started off with an Isser. Now I go to another city. There the Isser is worth double. So now, how much money is available for me to convert to Meiser Sheni?
You would think 1.5.
1.5, right?
Right.
That's what you would think. And that's the Mishnah is coming to tell me, no! Just like the whole coin became worth double, the half Isser that you had converted,
the whole half.
That half also became worth double. So,
after the fact.
So the half became
whole
worth.
Isser now.
So that became worth a whole Isser. So all you have left
is
one Isser, correct. You got it. Your mama brought out the point exactly. So that's what it says over here.
At what point does it stop changing the value?
What do you mean?
You just said the process started. When the process started, it had one value, and then
because he went to a different location.
Right. So, at what point does that process end? When he completes.
When there's nothing left.
When there's nothing left.
Okay. So when he'll go ahead and he'll eat a full Isser now. He ate half an Isser in Baltimore. Now he's in New York. It's worth a punyan. He can go out and convert a whole Isser of Meiser Sheni on the remaining coin.
So if he goes to Boston then, and it's worth three, it's too late, baby, because you already consumed the whole thing.
It's done.
It's done.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Yes. No?
I don't know about that. Okay, we'll just leave that. Don't get too complicated. Okay, so that's the beginning of the mission. Let's go a little further. Hameniach punyan, obviously, we're going to go the reverse now, of course. One sets aside a punyan, and you go to another place. Ochalov katsu. You ate half the punyan, right?
So
you ate one whole Isser's worth, and you converted it to Meiser Sheni, right?
There's an Isser left.
Now it's worth only an Isser. So Ochalov oid plag. You can eat another half an Isser against it, because it's the same concept. So the Isser that you had before shrunk to half an Isser.
Back to the original.
Sounds good, right? Yeah. Sounds pretty simple. Now, this is the hardest part. Hameniach Isser Shel Meiser Sheni, Oichalov Achad Asar Isser, Ve'echad Mimeya Be'Isser.
What?
I'm not sure if I got this so straight. But I think what it is like this. We're talking about an Amaris. First of all, let's set up the case here. We're talking about an Amaris now. And the Amaris took off. Let's suppose he took off. We see him taking Meiser Sheni. So we can assume, you know what? He probably If he was Mafresh Meiser Shani, he probably was Mafresh Meiser Rishon also. Right? But when he's Truma, we know he was.
Truma's Meiser.
Forget about that stuff. So, okay, that's a question. That's a good question.
We don't know about.
So what he does with the Meiser is he puts the Meiser back in there because he Meiser is Mutter Lazar, so he's not going to bother with that. So let's not worry about the Trumas Meiser. You're right. You're going to have to deal with the Trumas Meiser eventually also, but so what's he doing? So a person puts an Isser of Meiser Sheni, and Eichel of Ahad Asar Isser. He can rely on this to eat produce from an Amaretz worth 11 Isarim. V'Echad Mimeo B'Isser, an additional 100th. So what this really means is let's see what it says over here on 13. Mishnah does not mean 100th of an Isser. It means 100th of every Isser. So the 100th of each one of the 11 Isarim already mentioned is permitted to eat produce with 11 Isarim, but less than 1/9 of an Isser. Okay, if you think I'm going to be able to explain this, you're wrong.
You have to read 14.
You have to read 14, the whole thing. You have to hold cup, but it's not that hard, actually. Tanakhama says, although the Amoritz can usually be relied upon to have his tithe his produce, cannot be relied upon, but if he was observed redeeming Meiser Sheni, so then we assume he must have been careful also regarding Meiser Rishon. Now, as far as Truma Gedola, we don't have to have proof. The Tanakhama assumes that rather than giving the Meiser Rishon to a Levi, he makes the Meiser Rishon with the rest of the produce. Okay. Based on these assumptions, the Mishnah explains, from the amount of Meiser Sheni in Amaretz redeems, it is possible to calculate how much of the Amaretz produce is permitted for consumption without tithing it. Okay, we're from the amount of Meiser Sheni that he redeems, you can calculate how much of the produce is permitted. In our case, an Isser's worth of Meiser Sheni was redeemed. It can be determined that produce worth 11 1/9 Isarim is permitted. Here's the calculation. The fact that he redeemed an Isser's worth of Meiser Sheni demonstrates that he had 10 Isarim worth of produce after tithing from Meiser Rishon, right? In other words, I took off 10% from Meiser Rishon, and I was left with 10 Isarim, right? Then I took one Isser's worth of produce from Meiser Sheni, so taking 1/10 of the remainder. Now, then you redeemed it, right? You redeemed that 1/10, right? So the full 10 Isarim worth of produce is permitted for consumption even outside Yerushalayim, because you're masaking not only the nine base, but even the 10th one, which was Meiser Sheni, because you redeemed it. So if after separating 1/10 of the produce from Meiser Rishon, the balance of the produce was worth 10 Isarim, then it must be that he began the tithing process with 11 1/9 Isarim, meaning when he took the first 10th from Meiser, he had 11 1/9, because it's 10% of the whole.
Okay.
So after separating 1 1/9 Isarim worth, that's 1/10 of 11 1/9 is 1 1/9.
So
10 Isarim worth.
So he's left with 10.
Left with 10.
Then he takes another.
Then he separated an Isser's worth of produce from Meiser Sheni. He redeemed the Meiser Sheni and mixed the Meiser Rishon with the rest. We can be certain that produce worth 11 1/9 Isarim is free of any Meiser obligation and permitted for consumption.
Gotcha.
That's all it's saying.
Gotcha.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
Not that hard.
I didn't understand that at first.
Just to look at the language. Eicho olav achad asar iser, the echad mimeya be'iser.
Right.
So you're eating 11 1/9 is basically what it's trying to say.
Right, so it's
Beishamah. Says, hakol asara, what can you assume? All that can be assumed to be tithed is 10 Isarim, corresponding to the amount of produce produced from Meiser Sheni.
He disagrees
about the Meiser Rishon, I think.
Yes.
Is not going to be that sophisticated.
The assumption that Meiser Rishon was also separated is not warranted. In our case, the purchaser may eat 10 isurim worth of produce after tithing them from Maaser Rishon.
Yeah, so it's simple. The difference is the 1 and the 1/9, yeah, which is correct. Which is the Maaser, which is the Maaser Rishon.
That's exactly
so
right.
That's it. That's
he cannot rely on the additional 1/9 worth.
Obey CLL. Might as well finish
more?
The one line. Yeah, finish one line.
Obey CLL says, B'vadai achar asar, if it's definite tevel, 11 isurim worth may be eaten. With my asara, regarding produce, it's my only 10 may be eaten. I didn't learn this yet. I didn't even look at this page. Okay.
All right, we'll have to finish
it. We'll have to finish it tomorrow.
Shkoyah.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. David, you scared me. You just popped up, Holmes.
It's Moshiach.
Have you been following what we've been saying?
Is this, from there?
When did you join?
Rabbi, is this from there?
This is from the main library, right?
Yeah,
that's from the basement.
From the basement.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put it back. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.